This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and Angola to exchange several agreements in various fields, including agriculture, traditional medicine and culture. The agreements were exchanged following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, in New Delhi. In his joint press statement, Prime Minister announced that a defense credit line of $200 million has been approved for the modernization of Angola's forces. He also extended his best wishes to Angola for his presidency of the African Union. The Prime Minister emphasized that India and the African Union are partners in progress and pillars of the Global South.
आज हम ग्लोबल साउथ के हितों, उनके आशाओं, अपेक्षाओं और आकांक्षाओं की आवाज बनकर एक साथ खड़े रहे हैं। पिछले एक दशक में अफ्रीका के देशों के साथ हमारे सहयोग में गति आई है।
President Draupadi Murmu will hold discussions with the Angolan counterpart later today and will also host a banquet of honor in the visiting dignitary. India's ban direct or indirect imports from Pakistan with immediate effect. Director General of Foreign Trade said in a notification that direct or indirect import on transit of all goods originating in or exported from Pakistan shall be prohibited with immediate effect. It said this restriction is imposed in the interest of national security and public policy. Any exception to this prohibition will require approval of the government. The Indian government has also suspended the exchange of all categories of inbound mail and parcels from Pakistan. In a statement issued today, the Ministry of Communications announced the suspension of inbound mail and parcel exchanges via both air and surface routes. In Goa, 6 persons lost their lives and over 80 others were injured in a stampede at the Sri Lai Rai Jatra Festival in Shirgao village at Bicholim today. We have more from a correspondent.
The injured are undergoing treatment at Bicholim Health Center, Mapusa District Hospital and Goa Medical Hospital. The incident occurred in the early hours of Saturday when thousands of devotees thronged the temple to witness and participate in the centuries-old ritual at the temple where barefoot thorns walk across a bed of burning embers. Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant visited the Mapusa District Hospital and met the injured. Sources have informed that 4 of the deceased are from Thivim and 2 are from Bicholim. Mahesh Sopre, Goa, Prakashwani.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness at the loss of lives at the stampede. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India can take the global leadership in the field of media and entertainment sector. He said several global firms have shown willingness to work with India in this regard. 7 global firms, including Google, Meta and Microsoft, today signed an MOU with Indian Institute of Creative Technology during Wave Summit in Mumbai. The IICT will be set up in Mumbai with a funding of 400 crore rupees. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said, in the coming days, the IICT will set the same template as IIT and IIM.
Prime Minister Saab ka jo vision hai, us vision ke hisab se, India can take the global leadership in the world of media and entertainment. That is the kind of talent we have. 1 billion+ talent and 5,000 years old civilization. Billions of stories to tell. So the steps that we have taken here are the first steps and now we need to build upon it.
Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has appreciated the work being done by community radios across the nation. He said that all community radios are working for some cause and promoting a tradition. He was addressing inaugural session of Community Radio Sammelan in Waves today. Mr. Murugan also presented the 10th National Community Radio Awards. Bihar's Mayur Kala Kendra Radio won the first award for Tech Sakhi Program in Thematic Awards category. Maharashtra's Yerela Vani Radio Station won the first award in Most Innovative Community Radio category for the program Kahani Sunandachi. In IPL cricket, host Royal Challengers Bangalore, RCB will take on Chennai Super Kings at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bangalore today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.